sometimes, you know, you get these stationary lists from the schools at the start of the year, and there's what I would class as an extravagant number of books, folders, pens, rulers, whiteout, you name it. It's all there, and you kind of reluctantly buy the stuff, going, I'm sure we don't need all of this, but your kid's going, I need it. And so you end up buying it all. And sure enough, at the end of the year, there's any number of books that have had two pages used, a name written on the front, and the child refuses to use them again because they've already been used. So I've been through that for many, many, many years, and I'm sure many parents feel the same. Except now, of course, you get things like iPads added onto the list as well. That's another story. We'll save that one for another day. But two people who've kind of, I suppose, doing something about that stationery excess, Bea Lorimer and Shardy Parks from the Rebound Journals and Notebooks Project. So welcome along to, let's turn your microphones on. Welcome along to both of you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
So, tell us a little bit about what the project is about.
Basically, the idea came about that we both love to, we're both really interested in journaling and we both love to make journals, but we're also both very committed to sustainable practices and to reusing and upcycling as much as possible. And so we had this idea that we would love to make journals, but that we would make them entirely out of reused materials, except for the wire binding, which we do have to buy. And there are definitely other companies out there who, up to a certain point, reuse materials to make notebooks and journals. But I think where we really, had a moment of inspiration was we thought we're going to reuse all of that wasted paper from exercise books, school exercise books, because as you say, Chris, there is a huge amount of it out of there, and that's going to be the pages in our journals.
And so how is it all coming together? So you've had people kind of ripping out Lovely Dear's story and then handing over the rest of the books to you?
Pretty much. We have people drop off their leftover exercise books to the library or to us, and we, take out all the unused stuff, cut it to size, and that's what we put in our journals. But they've been going really well, and we suddenly discover that we're running out of paper, but we know there's so much of it out there. So that's why we put the call out.
Yes, I think it's, we appreciate that everyone's really, really busy, but we know, as you say, that there are, stacks of partly used exercise books out there. And our business is actually starting to take off now, and we can definitely use whatever people have got.
So this must be a pretty labour-intensive kind of project to turn these old exercise books into these journals.
Yes, very labour-intensive, but it's a really great creative project. We're both fairly artsy, and for me, I used to do a lot of painting and collage, so it's a great artistic creative outlet, decorating the covers and then just all the finishing off. But yeah, they're done, one at a time.
I think it's always a kind of balance between when you've got a handcrafted item, and these are, each one is, each journal is different from all the others. But we have also, it's very creative, but we've also streamlined the process so that we can keep the cost down, because we're also aware that people don't want to pay a huge amount of money for a journal or a notebook that maybe they're going to just pop into their purse.
Do people, in the age of the telephone and to be able to take notes on your phone and all of that kind of stuff, people probably know I carry a notebook all the time, and I kind of get a bit anxious if I don't know where it is, because in fact someone, who I won't mention, put one of my notebooks through the wash earlier. And that was pretty devastating, because my life is in those notebooks. But I don't see a whole lot of other people doing that. I mean, is the journal, the notebook now a thing for the more contemplative mindful, or is it something that's in everyday use?
That is such a good question. We're definitely tapping into a niche market of people who still like to write things down, and some of them are contemplative and mindful, and they use their journal to record their deepest thoughts. And we've actually got a little series called In This Moment that's particularly for people who are really into mindfulness and that kind of thing. But we've also got people who just say, oh, I love to always have a journal or a notebook in my bag, and I really love what you're doing. And, you know, they'll buy two or three, just, you know, quite casually, really, and they will use them for lists and shopping lists and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I personally have always been a to-do list maker. So I've got one of our notebooks, and just every day I scribble out, you know, what I have to do that day. So I think there's still, even in this age of digital and technology, there's still lots of people that just like to write stuff. Mm. And actually, I think the act of, you know, writing it is, you know, helpful in itself.
So when I was a kid, my mother used to get out a roll of wallpaper and put that on all of my books. You don't see that anymore. You don't see wallpaper anymore, really. But, you know, that's, I mean, it's kind of more or less what you're doing, isn't it? Wallpaper on wallpaper on an exercise book, or does it go a bit beyond that?
A little bit more than that.
It is. I think all book covering techniques, there are basic principles to doing it and doing it well. Of course, we make up our, unlike an exercise book, we make up the front cover and the back cover are separate and the pages are separate. We save old calendars and brochures and put pockets, fold up pockets and put them on the inside. And then, of course, there's the wire binding. So, and to do the covers really nicely, I did do a bookbinding course years ago, and we used using a standard bookbinding technique to get the front covers looking really good.
I met someone once who started a bookbinding apprenticeship and gave it up because it was like a 7-year apprenticeship.
Oh, my God.
and, I mean, you're using wire bindings at the moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you anticipate a time when you'll do other bindings?
Well, as a matter of fact, I wanted to. I adore books. I've had a love affair with books and paper all my life. And for me, I wanted to do hand-bound, handmade books. But I injured myself quite badly a few years ago, and I'm not able to use one hand in order to be able to do all the hand sewing that is required. So for me, this is actually a wonderful outlet for my need to make books, but with the wire binding, it's and also, you know, doing it with B, it's possible for me to. So I don't see us changing that basic, wire bound format.
The wire binding allows them to lay flat, which I think is maybe a bit more useful.
You're making a, you know, a variety. I mean, I suppose they're kind of bespoke in appearance, but you're doing a standard range of sizes, are you?
Yeah, we do an A5 size journal and then a smaller one, which is like 15 by 15 centimetres, which we call a chunky. So, yeah, two different sizes, but the covers are all completely different. The covers, the pockets, the back cover we use, for the back cover we use like a coordinating mat board scraps. So each one is quite different, but yes, standard sizing.
And so other than the wire binding, it's all recycled material, is it?
100%, yes.
Yes, it is.
yeah.
We do have to buy the stickers that we put on the back.
Right, yes.
Yeah. This is screen printing. So I presume, like Upcycle, I would imagine I'm going to go to Upcycle if I want to buy one of these, right?
At Upcycle, we have the Waiheke-themed ones, mm-hmm. and then the other ones that we do, we sell at the occasional market that we do. We're at the Artworks Sunday Market recently, and we also sell online.
And I imagine as well as exercise books, like if someone's got, you know, the Peter Rees calendar from 2 years ago or something like that.
Yes, please.
You're after that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah, calendars are great.
Yes, we particularly want calendars. Not so much, we have a million magazines that we take images out of.
Yeah, no one needs Meghan Markle on there, Jill.
Oh, we get a whole variety. We've got gardening magazines and sustainable living magazines and lifestyle magazines and food magazines. Mm. And also we use, because as I say, I am a paperphile, I've got old wrapping paper. I used to make handmade paper, so we've got a lot of paper that was made from flax or even from denim jeans that, people gives. So our books also have texture as well as the different colours.
Great. Okay, and what's the web address? Have you got it written down in one of your books?
Actually, easiest. We have an Etsy shop, but it's probably easiest to go to our Facebook page, mm-hmm. which is Rebound Journals.
Rebound Journals on Facebook. Great. Well, I am fond of a notebook, so I think it's a good thing. And
we'll get one to you in your size.
Yeah, I think it'd be better, wouldn't it? Instead of people pulling out their phones all the time. And
yes.
Yeah.
God, yeah.
Well, I think there's definitely a revival of, people saying, same as handwriting letters. I know people who now actually make an effort to send real postcards
and
real
letters.
Especially amongst young people. Yeah. They're discovering the joys.
Yeah. And actually, I suppose postcards will be something you could use as well.
Yes, they're a little bit thick for us to use on the covers, but we do have a collection of postcards. We have everything up there.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, I came across a, it's on Twitter, but I presume they're doing it in other places, but this thing called Postcards from the Past, where they post the picture of the postcard and what's written on the back, without the names. Mm. And, and it's just kind of a really fascinating glimpse into different times and, interesting stuff. Mm. Good stuff. Well, look, hey, that's good. And what about the exercise books and all that kind of stuff? I mean, how do people get all this stuff to you?
So they can either send me a text and I'm happy to come pick up. Should I give my text number?
You will need
to. 021-233-8921. Yep.
Or they can drop them at the library they are kindly collecting for us, or at the upcycle shop in Aniroa.
And when these journals become the hit of 2019 and there aren't enough leftover exercise books from the children of Waiheke Island,
we will go beyond Auckland.
Are we going to be buying in leftover exercise books from China?
It has been tempting recently because we put out the call, and initially I think people were full of good intentions, but we didn't get a lot of books, and it was very, very tempting. But we have resisted temptation so far.
To buy the 20-cent line notebook?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of defeats the purpose of it.
Yeah, always and only recycled.
Yes.
Great. All right, well, look, Bea, Shardy, thanks very much for popping in. They're very lovely, and people should hop into, if you want to have a look, go into Upcycle and see those Waiheke-themed ones, and you'll get the idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Okay, thanks very much.
Chris.